Pope John Paul II was the victim of an assassination attempt on May the 13th, 1981, the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. He miraculously survived the attack, although he almost died. It was 5:17 p.m. and John Paul II was making several rounds in his Popemobile in St. Peter's Square before beginning his general audience. A man emerged from the crowd and 3 yards from the vehicle fired 2 or 3 pistol shots at the pontiff, who collapsed in the arms of his secretary. He was immediately rushed to the hospital. The Turkish hitman, Mehmet Ali Akka, a close associate of the Turkish nationalist group Grey Wolves, had just attempted to assassinate John Paul II. Wounded in the stomach, right elbow, and the index finger of the left hand, the 264th Pope would survive, but not without having spent many months recovering in the hospital. But just 4 days after the assassination attempt, speaking from his hospital bed, Pope John Paul II told journalists he forgave the brother who struck me. In July of 1981, the gunman, Ali Agca, was sentenced to life in prison for attempted murder. On December the 27th, 1983, the Pope met Ali Agca and forgave him to his face. He told reporters after the meeting, "We met as fellow human beings and as brothers." The Pope was also in touch with Agca's family over the years, meeting his mother in 1987 and his brother a decade later. Ali Agca had stated that the Pope's forgiveness moved him deeply. He said that the Pope's forgiveness was an act of grace and he acknowledged his own responsibility in the event. Agca's meeting with the Pope in prison and the Pope's subsequent forgiveness were widely seen as significant acts of reconciliation and forgiveness. Agca stated that the Pope's forgiveness was a turning point in his life, and that he had come to see Christianity as a source of peace and hope. Saint John Paul II said, after speaking to his would-be assassin, "Real peace is not just a matter of structures and mechanisms. It rests above all on the adoption of a style of human coexistence marked by mutual acceptance and a capacity to forgive from the heart. We all need to be forgiven by others, so we must all be ready to forgive. Asking and granting forgiveness is something profoundly worthy of every one of us." After serving almost 20 years of life sentence in prison in Italy, at the request of Pope John Paul II, Agca was pardoned by the Italian president in June of 2000 and deported to Turkey. During the winter of 2014, after converting to Christianity, Ali Agca visited the Pope's grave. There, he left white roses and prayed. That same year, John Paul II would be canonized. As we approach the Feast of Divine Mercy, let's remember that God's love and mercy are limitless, greater than any sin. We are called to trust in His mercy, receive it, and share it with others, and deepen our relationship with God. Jesus, King of Mercy, I trust in You.
Sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.